This is Michael Hiplin with WLRN Herald News. On this anniversary today of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Miami Herald humor writer Dave Barry discusses the difficulty of doing his job in the aftermath of such national tragedies. He sat down a few days ago at our studios here at the Herald with executive editor Tom Fiedler.
What does a humorist do when these kinds of things are on the front pages?
Well, I think it depends on the humorist. First of all, anxiety is a good source of humor. I mean, bad times equals good humor. People love that release that comes from being able to just laugh for a minute and how bad things are. I wrote a bunch of columns in the aftermath of Hurricane Andrew that got, I still have people talk to me about them just because it was so lousy down to live where I live. We didn't have power and there were troops in the streets and everything. But it was also pretty funny because there we were. I mean, it's quite different from Katrina. We were basically suburbanites, and we knew it was going to get better. But it was pretty weird to be camping out with people, with your neighbors holding guns in their laps in case looters came, and monkeys loose in the streets. That was just a weird time. And you could argue it was a bad time, but it was also pretty funny. And the longer it went on, the funnier it got in some ways. The one exception to that for me was 9/11, which was so shocking and so awful and so unprecedented to be attacked in this country, to see the World Trade Center go down, in which I guess now we're sort of accepted, but at the time it was literally unbelievable. I wrote a column the next day basically saying, I'm not going to try to write a humor column. This is horrible. Mm-hmm. And then I remember sitting around staring at the TV screen and crying for days. And also, though, and part of me thinking, what am I going to do now for a living? Because no one will ever, ever be able to laugh again. And I remember the emails and the letters I got in response to the column I wrote that was serious about 9/11. They were amazingly consistent, and there were hundreds of them. And to almost to a one, they said, that was great. That was a great column. Thank you for writing that. Now you can go back to being funny. Go back to being funny. We need that now. And I remember feeling odd about it, but it got a very positive response.
Yeah. How long will it be before there are jokes about Hurricane Katrina?
Well, there probably already have been.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be good jokes and bad jokes, and the bad jokes will be at the expense of the victims and the good ones. And in fact, I've heard some of those already. And the good ones will be making fun of the unbelievably incompetent preparation for and response to by pretty much everybody. I mean, it was lots of blame to go around there. And that's a good use of humor, to mock failure like that and to hold the people who, because we can't indict them. we don't even know who they are probably yet. But at least to, you know, ridicule's a very effective weapon that people respond to.
Miami Herald humor writer Dave Barry with executive editor Tom Fiedler. From our newsroom at the Herald, I'm Michael Hiplin, WLRN Herald News.